First you should know that Narottam Thakur is praying in the lotus feet of his Guru Dev. Who was he? Loknath Das Goswami. What class of devotee was he? What class? Uttam Mahabhagavatam. And also associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, what Narad can give? Loknath Goswami can give more. Why? Yes, Manjulali. And he is associates of Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave and sprinkled O Radha Dasya. Oh, same thing Loknath will do, and he is doing. So he can sprinkle his mercy, and then anyone can be qualified to realize all these things. A guru, really not guru, having some false ego that I am guru, he cannot do anything what has prayed in whole song. They cannot help. After some time they may fall down. They have no realization, no bhajan, nothing. Nothing they have. So, here, no relation with these gurus. Only a guru like Loknath Das Goswami, like Mahabhagavata, or this song has been done. Loknath, Ghoshak Tribhuvan. What is the meaning? She has told something. That I am a very fallen person. I have no bhakti. I am not qualified devotee also. I am more than Jagai Madhai. And if you are accepting me and making me qualified to do bhajan, then whole world will know how glorious is Loknath. But if you are not doing kripa to me, mercy to me, then anyone will not recognize me. So it is better to do, sprinkle your mercy, otherwise anyone will not appreciate you. This meaning. And other meaning, we know in this world, oh, if there is affluence in Guru, he is preaching so much whole world, and he has so much money, or so much good post, good position, then all will know. But Loknath Das Goswami always, where? Very far away from reputation, name, fame, position. He also, if he sprinkled mercy to anyone, he always used to tell them, oh, don't glorify me. This is my final order. Let me remain calm and quiet. So, to Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami he told, don't write my name in. Otherwise, always know and praise me, glorify me. So he was very fearing from glorification. But we want, this is our drawback. So Loknath Das Goswami was always in Vrindavan, in caves, in Kunja, a very lonely place. Anyone cannot go to him. And thus chanting and remembering whole day, night, 24 hours, remembering the pastimes of Krishna. What has been told like Rupa Goswami, Sankhya Purvaka Namagandati Bhikala Vasani Tatau, Nidrahar Bihar Kad Vistau Chatanda Dinau Chajau, Radha Krishna Gunashmate Madhurimandaina Sambhohitau, Vande Rupa Sanatana Gurujava. Oh, it also applies to Loknath Das Krishna. He was not less than them. So, we should know that Narottam Thakur is telling, I want that your glorification should go to whole world. And if anyone touch your glorification, oh, they will be very pure, high class of devotees. So he is telling. Otherwise, if Narottam Thakur was not there, oh, who will glorify him? Anyone cannot do. So he will be like unknown. That is why he is praying. I want to glorify in whole world. They should know how to do bhajan. If you are not following his line, oh, I am not giving any chance to them. So you should tell something. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitte Te Kareyak Arna Kariha Manayasa. If Guru is really qualified and his words are like Vedas, like Krishna words, not different from Vedas, not difference from what Srimad Bhagavat has told, epics has told, and Krishna himself has told. And the Guru is quietly detached from worldly all what? Sense gratification and all other things. He has some realization. Really he is Guru. Then we should know that what my Gurudev is telling, all Ved, Upanishad, Bhagavat are supporting. And Krishna words are also supporting. Then don't try to have any other asha, hope for anything others. Only you should follow your Gurudev. All Veds, Upanishad and Krishna words are in him. But if you think that the characters of my Gurudev is some different from Ved, Upanishad and Srimad Bhagavat teaching Chaitanya Charitamrita, he is so much attached to ladies, he is so much attached to his pockets, he is very much attached to name, fame and other things, position, then he is not chanting so much, remembering, he does not know all these things. But anyhow, he has thousands and thousands of disciples. Then we cannot have any strong belief on him. We should try to reject him. If his character, his words are not like Vedas, Upanishad, Srimad Bhagavatam, even not to like Krishna, then we should try to reject him at once. We should not think that, he is my Guru, and if we are giving up him, then there will be a very vague offense. You should not think. If you are not doing, then it is offense. At once, give up them, because all Srimad Bhagavat and all are telling, Krishna is also telling, oh, give up this person, otherwise you are doing offense. So don't come in his cheatings, false words, that if you will give up me, a very dangerous offense will be. Nothing. So you can believe on same Guru, whose character, whose words are like Krishna words and Srimad Bhagavat and others. Chitte te kariyatya. All are in my Guru. And we'll have to have very good faith, strong faith on Guru. And by serving that Guru, Krishna Prem may come. Surely, if you are following what process he is giving and you are following, oh, the mercy of Guru, they will come, and prema bhakti at once may come. Otherwise, no. Oh, you should consider one more thing. Oh, Hari, Guru, Vaishnava. Now, we can think that if the words of Guru and the words of Krishna means here the words of epics, are one, we can follow Guru. If the words of Guru and words of the Vaishnava are same, then we can believe on Guru, Guru words. But if the words of Vaishnava and epics, that is Krishna words, are same, but our Guru words are not same, no, then we'll have to consider. We cannot obey the orders of Gurudev. We should consider. We should ask Gurudev, why this? His answer is satisfied. Oh, then we will consider. Otherwise, we cannot fall. If, like example, if any guru, he has 1,000 and 1,000 of disciples, oh, very sweet kirtan, very sweet, and he loves so much to all. He is very humble, very humble. After some time he decided that I should marry a lady. Why? Because my all disciples are householders. If I am not going to be householder, how can I... their problems. To understand their problems, I will have to marry and to know their positions, and then I will help them. Otherwise, how I can help? Oh, this is a big bluff. Then he is marrying his own daughter, accepting him, her, or daughter. And now he is marrying? Oh, this is a big bluff and offense. We should be very far away from these gurus, artificial gurus. Don't believe. Otherwise, if you are believing, then what? Oh, you are Narakam Ghoram, and with your guru, first will you go and your guru will go head down, up.
Isle
अंडरस्टैंड प्रेम भक्ति जहाँ होते अविद्या विनाश जाते लोकनाथ लोकरज इफ गुरु इज सो हाई व्हाट शास्त्र हैज टोल्ड ऑल द सिम्टम्स आर इन गुरुदेव लाइक लोकनाथ दास गोस्वामी देन इफ यू आर सर्विंग ओबेइंग हिम If he is telling something which is not in Shastra, no harm. We should follow him. There are so many things which are written in Shastra, but real Guru, advanced Guru may tell something opposite, but not opposite. You will have to reconcile very deep meaning of Shastra. So if you are serving, obeying a guru like that, Loknath Das Goswami, then prem bhakti will come first. First will come sadhan bhakti, then will come bhav bhakti, and then will come prema bhakti. And after that, all kinds of avidya. Avidya means forgetting Krishna. All will be solved. And you will have the service of Krishna in Golok Vrindavan. First, prem bhakti should come. Guru gives this seed to serve, desire to serve Krishna. This is like Shraddha. First seed of bhakti. And then it develops. And when anatha somewhat going on, then nishtha, then ruchi, then asakti, then bhav, rati, then prem. If prem is there, no, this physical body, it will be gone, totally. Thus, prem will come and you will be free from all ignorance. If there is no bhakti, or a part of bhakti even, ignorance cannot go. Never it will go. As much as bhakti or part of bhakti will come, in the same proportion your ignorance, all kinds of unwanted desires, also anartha will go. Otherwise they can never go. If you are thinking that, first I should purify my heart and then we will chant and remember, it is absurd. As Shyam Rani told, first sun should come and then darkness should go. Otherwise there is no sun, how darkness will go? Never. So Narottam Thakur is praying to his Gurudev, please be merciful. Sprinkle a drop of your mercy and then I can serve Radha Krishna. Try to follow. If Guru is bona fide, you should try to follow, to obey his order. Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati told that if I will have to cut the whole universe to obey my Gurudev, I will do at once. What I told? You can tell. We'll have to reconcile this. As Raghunath Das Goswami told, na dharmam, na dharmam, sutikan riktam klukaru, braje radha krishna prachur parijajan. He told, we don't want to follow Vedic words or anything, not dharma and not adharma, what has been told in Vedas, Upanishads and epics. I want only to serve Radha and Krishna conjugal in Vrindavan. Krishna himself came, Ramchandra came, he descended, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended from Golok Vrindavan, only to establish dharma and to cut out adharma. But Raghunath Das Swami is telling opposite, just opposite. Anyone has not told like this. But he is telling, I don't want to follow dharma or adharma, what is told by? What is the meaning? Oh, there is a very deep meaning. The purpose of whole Vedas, Upanishad and epics, what is? To serve Radha Krishna Kanjura. We should not be entangled in varnasram dharma or laukik dharma, material dharma. Oh, this is not. It is for general person they are doing, but not for high class of devotee. So we'll have to reconcile all these things. A real guru cannot tell anything which is opposite to Vedic literature or anything. So we'll have to reconcile. Oh, today is last day. I wanted to give you so much things. Like Rupa Shiksha, Sanatana Shiksha, I wanted to explain dialogue between Mahaprabhu and Raya Ramananda. Oh, festival, Rath festival, court festival, teachings. But I am worried that I could not give you. Anyhow, I wanted to give something about Rupa Shiksha, Sanatana Shiksha, and also the purport of Rupa Goswami instructions, Upadeshamritam, and also Mana Shiksha something. Oh, but we could not do. So, I hope that any day if I will come, we will try to explain all these things. But I think that here, Urukram Prabhu, Aranya Maharaj, Shyamrani, Madhav Maharaj, and they have given classes about Upadeshamritam, about what I told, about bhakti. I wanted to give you thoroughly a good conception, true conception of bhakti what is. If you are not have any conception of real bhakti, you cannot follow. So there are three things. Sarva Siddha Bhakti, Arav Siddha Bhakti and Sangha Siddha. We should try to know all these things and then you can know what is real bhakti. What is bhakti? By constitution. Otherwise you cannot follow. I think that Aranya Maharaj has told something about this. And others have also given classes about all these things. So when, again, I want our meeting like same that we have done this year. Oh, again, it may be wrong. Coming year, we will give 7 days more here anywhere and we can discuss about all the topics to help all the devotees. Gaur Premananda. There are so many devotees. They pose like that. They pose like that. We are very high class of devotees. They show like a show bottle that, we are so much offered to Gurudev, Vaishnava and Hari.